Good morning.
Oh, hello. Is that Abby?
Hi. Is this Carly?
It's Carly. Hi, Abby. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, and is Elmo there as well?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys.
We're having a sleepover.
Oh, how fun. So what do you guys get up to on a sleepover?
Oh, board games, you know. Elmo braids Abby's hair. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. As if my hair isn't get big enough already. I have to put them in those pigtails, and then he braids them, and they go poof.
Well, we are so excited to talk to you this morning because last time I actually got to talk to you, Elmo, my co-host Dane was away in Europe, so he is so excited to talk to you this morning.
Oh, cool. That's exciting.
It sure is, guys. It's such a pleasure to speak to you both.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, sorry, I'm here.
Dane.
Hi, Abby.
Are you having breakfast with Carly?
Yes, we are having breakfast together. I just ate my Weet-Bix.
No, you know what I wish we had were Tim Tams.
Abby, I don't think you could eat those for breakfast, though.
That's right. Yeah, but it's not breakfast for us. It could be our dessert right now.
Oh.
Well, that's right, because you're over in the US. So what's happening at Sesame Street at the moment?
Oh, the sun's going down, the moon's coming up. It's very pretty. It's a nice day.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Elmer and I did some chalk drawings out front. I drew a dragon.
Yep, and Elmo drew a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. And we decided that the dragon really doesn't breathe fire, it breathes flowers.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cute.
So it's a very busy day.
Oh, remember, Elmo, we were singing that song earlier that Janelle Monáe taught us.
Oh, that's right.
The power of yes.
Could we hear a little bit?
Oh, sure.
It's the power of yes.
It's the power of yes.
It's like, you don't know how to dance, but and you fall upon the floor. I mean, it's really funky. It's better when Janelle sings it.
It's better when we have an instrumental track behind us.
It's the power of yes.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Is that right?
Are you doing the instrumental track?
Yeah, I was trying my best.
Good.
Well, you guys are so lucky. You get to hang out with people like Janelle Monáe. You had
One Direction.
How cool was that?
Super cool. I did not see them. It was so crowded, I couldn't get close.
Yeah, they're very tall.
There was a lot of other people on the street once they were there. Like, wait a second, what's happening?
Guys, I need your help.
I love it.
I really need both your help. I've gotten a brand new car, and I don't know what to call it. My first car was called Bert.
Which you guys are familiar
with. Dirt? He said dirt.
No.
The other one didn't have a unibrow?
No, it didn't. But my second car was called Ernie.
Yes, wonderful.
And now I don't know what to call my third car. I was wondering if you guys could help me out.
What model is it? What kind of car?
It's like a Toyota Corolla, and it's white.
Soapy.
Hey, Soapy. What you doing, Bubba? Hey, Bubbly Soapy.
I want to like soap. Just soap.
I love that.
Maybe I will call it Soapy and I'll send you guys a photo.
Your car was named by Elmo and Abby and it's the worst name for a car.
Get in soap and make some suds all the way to the grocery store.
Snags. There you go, there's your answer.
Thank you. I can't thank you enough. That's going to be awesome. I'll be driving around going, here I am in Soapy. People will be jealous that my car was named by Elmo and Abby Kadabi. Not a lot of people can say they had that done.
That's right. Please take a picture of your car. Which you should get one of those novelty license plates that says Soapy on it. One.
Yeah, and I'll send it to you guys in Sesame Street for sure.
Like Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
You've met a couple of Australians as well. You've met Hugh Jackman, and the most recent Australian you've met is actually Peter Alexander. And he's
he was wonderful. You know that he is making pajamas for Elmo and Abby and everybody on the street?
He's the pajama king.
That's right. And he was very nice. Elmo had a play date. Elmo and Cookie Monster met him, and he showed us all this wonderful line of clothing. Sleepwear, loungewear, and it was wonderful stuff. He's very fun.
Except for he has
one of the jammies because I can't. I need a space to put my wings through.
Oh, true.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He just needs to put like
wing pockets.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's it like,
well,
Abby?
It was so wonderful to meet him. He's very nice.
What's it like actually having wings, Abby? I've always dreamt about it.
Oh, it's magical. You know, well, my wings are like dragonfly wings. Different fairies have different types of wings.
All right.
And mine are very iridescent. But sometimes, well, wings are like a puppy dog's tail. Like when you get a puppy dog gets really excited, my wings flutter. And so at that time, it's kind of hard because sometimes I'm walking around, I get excited. Next thing you know, I'm floating up in the air. That's right. Sometimes when I go to school, my mommy puts a spell on my wings so I won't be floating away. And honestly, they're really nice on a hot day. If I'm with, you know, I want to cool Elmo up.
Hey, I'll do a stand behind her.
Yeah.
Perfect.
A lot of people stand behind me in line.
That's right.
They let me go in front so I can slap some air conditioning on them. Yeah.
That is...
He was air conditioning Hooper's store for about 3 years. He finally got an air conditioner.
That's so clever. And then if it gets really hot, you can stand in the backyard and someone can spray a hose and then you can sort of spray the mist of the water over everyone as well and keep them super cool.
Helpful. Ah, it's fun too.
And you guys have been to Australia a lot and you love Australia, and I was wondering if you guys have actually picked up on any Australian sayings.
Oh yes, it was Elmo was being really grouchy.
Yeah,
and he was tired because he hadn't had a nap. Mm-hmm. And the person with us said, "Stop whinging, Elmo." And I'm like, "What is whinging?" And I think it's like whiny and complaining.
It is, yep.
That's spot on.
Like, stop whinging.
That's right. Elmo was whinging. That's the word of the day.
Yeah. And then I collect little animals and birds and such, and I found out that you guys call parakeets budgies.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so budgies. And then I found out another word.
Oh, that doesn't sound like it's a good
one. It was a swim apparel.
Yes, budgie smugglers.
Are you allowed to say it? Probably not.
I don't think I can.
It's okay, Abby. I said it for you.
Are you dead? Okay.
Did you say a budgie smuggler?
Oh, yeah, you just said it, Abby. Oh, Abby Kadabby.
Well, so you guys don't get confused next time you come to Australia. I've put together a few little words. And the meanings. So I'll test you,
cool.
And you tell me what you think they mean, and I'll tell you what
that's
they
a
mean.
Good game.
So what
do
you think?
It'd be nice to brush up on our vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you guys think a sanger is?
How do you spell it?
S-A-N-G-A.
S-A-N-G-A. Sanger. Yep. It sounds like a soft drink.
Oh.
A sanger.
Yeah.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes, I had a sanger for lunch.
Oh, so it's a food. Hopefully.
Yep.
Is it like a Vegemite roll-up?
Maybe it's like a taco filled with Vegemite.
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's actually a sandwich. A sanger is a sandwich.
Oh, just like
so we were kind of close.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay,
give us another one. That was
good.
This is fun.
Okay, so if someone's having a gander, what do you think they're doing?
They're looking.
Yeah! Good job.
Yeah. They're like, we use that too in fairy language.
That's really?
That's an old age language. Let me take a gander at that lovely princess.
Yeah. That's it, Abby Kadabby. Well done.
What do you think snags are? If someone asks for some snags.
Snags with a G, S-N-A-G?
Yep.
Kissing?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
You can kiss them if you want to, Abby.
Maybe like,
is it a food?
Yes.
Yeah, give us a clue.
You can cook them outside.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, yes. Pretty much sausages. Nice. Well done. Elmo and Abby, you can have a snag on your sanger for lunch.
Now you guys can speak Australian.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That was fun. I almost love that.
Now,
do you have any more?
Yes,
we have one more, I think.
One more. What do you think a Barbie is? Now, it means something different in America.
You guys are pros.
In summation, we could have a singer of a snag on the Barbie while we have a gander at the butt cheeks.
Yes!
Well, we have absolutely loved having you on the show. You can come back anytime. And I know kids all over the Riverina have been very excited to hear from you this morning.
Well, we're very happy to talk to you. And hello to all the kids out there.
Yeah, I wish we could hug them. Yeah.
No, oh, we wish we could hug you as well. You can catch Elmo, Abby and the Sesame Street Gang in the new 45th season of Sesame Street each weekday morning on ABC Kids at 9 a.m. And it starts this morning. Elmo, Abby, Kadabi, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, have a magical day.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Elmo, I'm craving some sort of sausage item. You want
possibly a snag?
Yeah, let's have a snag snack. Okay.